Hey guys, thanks for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversations. This is Alice Wheaton.
What's up everybody? This is Trey.
This is your girl, Mish.
And first, we just want to say Happy New Year. It's 2019.
Happy 2019. We're a whole month late.
Technically, we on time if you want to, we a little early if you want to go by the Chinese calendar, but I mean, to each his own. But Happy 2019. And we just want to start off by giving a shout out to all the ladies that dropped new music so far. Miss Mulatto, she dropped her freestyle. I think it's Bitch from the South. Tokyo Jess dropped a new video with Cash Doll, Baller Alert.
Yes.
Then Cash Doll and Dreezy dropped the song Chanel Slides, which is doing crazy right now. Omaretta, she dropped her first album. Dej Loaf dropped a mixtape, Go Dej Go Volume 1. Then Lizzo dropped the single Juice. Young and May dropped the freestyle, and Ting dropped the single, and Dreezy dropped her album, she dropped the EP, and it was all dope, all the new music. And also, Nicki Minaj dropped a new video for Heart Right the other day, which goes hard.
Y'all can't see me rolling my eyes at the Nicki video, but, you know, moving along.
Everybody dropped something new, and Malibu Mitch and Foxy Brown are working on something incredible. Excuse me, Malibu Mitch, Foxy Brown, and Dreezy are working on something incredible. They haven't really released all the details, but it is paying homage to Foxy Brown's China Doll album. So excited to see.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see what comes from that. It might be a clothing line, I'm guessing, just from the pictures that I saw, but I guess we'll see.
No, I want some bars. That's what I want to hear.
A lot of them.
No disrespect, but keep them clothing lines, because they all look the same anyway. I want some bars.
Oh, yeah.
Just saying.
Okay, we could go for that. I wouldn't mind hearing Foxy and Dreezy and Malibu Mitch on the record together.
Just come through and put them to rest one time. Just
and I love, not I'm sorry to cut you off, but I love Foxy energy right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like, I think that's what the game been needing. People, I felt some type of way about Nicki being all aggressive with it, but Foxy, that's been her. Mm-hmm. And I love seeing like a
you can't deny her for it.
I kind of feel like it would be, with this collab, it's kind of like a little bit of both. Her passion and torch to Malibu Mitch, because the comparison is there. But also, Foxy really like putting her foot on Bitch's neck.
Yes.
Been, you know, she's kind of been out of the spotlight. She came back in a little bit on Nicki's album, and then she kind of disappeared again. I feel like with this, this would be a way for her to really, you know, for her to put her name back in people's mouth. You know what I'm saying? Get to talking about Foxy again.
I definitely agree with that, and I wanna hear Foxy, what Foxy got to say. She been quiet, like you said. Like, I wanna hear what she got to say.
A hot 16 bars, brand death.
And then she said, I came up under greatness. Nas, Hov, and shit, I forgot the third one.
AZ.
Because they was a friend, but I don't think that's who she mentioned. But it's the truth. She came up under, probably so. She came up under some tough niggas. Like, you had to rap. Foxy had to rap. Period.
If you didn't come for them, they was coming for you.
Exactly. I can't wait to see what she come up with and how everything work out. And also, before I forget, Missy's supposed to come back this year.
Yes.
Missy,
okay, I have to ask. Is this going to be the year that she gets the Video Vanguard Award?
Did she get nominated this year? She's the first female. Oh, shout out to Missy. She's first female rapper to be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Which is dope. But, I mean, you never know.
It better be got
I remember that.
Because y'all been passing over her for so long.
I'm sorry.
Like,
they gave it to J-Lo.
How you give it to J-Lo before Missy? You give it to Rihanna before Missy. Like, they didn't give it to a few people where I was just with question marks all over my face.
True. And Missy... If we go back to that time, Missy was doing this shit before anybody.
When bitches was babies, Missy
yes,
was doing
before
it.
Anybody.
Rocking garbage bags running through the house and shit.
Spitting in niggas' mouth.
That damn garbage bag, I'm sorry. That was my motherfucking shit.
Yes.
And then that everybody didn't know, like, what she was saying on Gossip Folk.
Yeah, when they was doing the competition to if you can rap Missy's verse backwards or find out what she say, you win this. Like, she had everybody stuck with that.
Yeah, she had a TV show and everything. Mm-hmm. Road to Stardom, like you said. Like, mm-hmm. Come on. Like, Missy been there. But, again, excited to hear what she come up with next. Yeah. And she working with Timbaland, and you know them is a magnificent duo right there.
Them together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ooh, y'all. But right. Get in there.
Right.
Get in there. And I want to hear from Remy, she said that she don't have her baby. She trying to pump her milk out, so she finna come back.
I need gutter ass Remy back. The way they tried to like sex symbol her up, sex doll, all that, have her trying to look like one of the dolls. She looked pretty, but I wasn't feeling
that's not
songs.
Her.
Yeah.
I mean, she was cute back in the day. Not, I mean, I said it like that. It wasn't shade. It's just like she was hood, and I've never been. Thought that hood look was cute personally, but she had everybody rocking a blonde bang, so she always been cute. It just wasn't mine. Anyway, I want to hear what she got to say. I agree with you. I want that street Remy, that gutter Remy, that disrespectful Remy. I want to know her story. Was she a mama again? This ain't her first baby.
Again,
she a mama again. She in a different.
It's the golden space. Child,
right? Did y'all hear that song with Papoose?
Yeah, yes.
It was so cute.
They adorable. We'll see what she come up with. And then Lil' Kim. Yeah. And Lil' Kim got to come out. She said she was doing a secret photo shoot the other day. So we'll see. She might have something with Ray J. So I don't know.
The face.
No, she been looking better. Crickets. Okay.
I'm giving you crickets because I don't got nothing to say about Lil' Kim, but I'm waiting for her music.
It's
baby.
Better than
look,
it was.
Look, all right.
It's a lot better than it was.
We just gonna worry about the music from Lil' Kim. That's it.
At one point, she was kind of scary.
We just gonna worry about the music from Lil' Kim.
All I know is I can't wait to get my music. She comes out with this shit. I think she gonna go hard. And I don't want none of them generic ass sister anthems. Like, I really don't. That's one thing that I'm enjoying about this new generation of female rappers. It seems genuine. The collab Cash Doll did with Steph, Nia Lee. I'm sorry.
Nia Lee, Tokyo, Dreezy. Like, I want to, yeah. Like, Cash Doll, like, people would sleep on her. She really, like, deserves some recognition for that shit. Definitely. She's really, like, doing it. She's in her own lane right now.
She paving her own way. And that's another thing with all the girls, though. This generation, they not waiting on no record label or no dude to do it for them. Mm-hmm. Not saying that some haven't signed. Rico Nasty signed, Dream Doll signed, and all that. But she doing it on her own. Cash Doll doing it on her own. Tink doing it on her own. And I respect it. And they getting shit done. And they getting appreciated.
Getting to the bag. Shit.
Yes.
Glass on this one.
I'm excited for that. But speaking of Dream Doll, this is where it gets to the good stuff.
Drum roll.
Dream Flex Doll.
Boom.
Damn, I think we got sound. Anyway, I'll edit that. I'm going to put insert sound effect. Dream Doll dropped a diss record to Tory Lanez. Anybody want to summarize that real quick?
In layman's terms, she took a hot verse and chopped his ass down slice by slice.
Exactly.
Emoji
claims. That's all I got.
Muscle arm.
Right.
I swear. Tory Lanez, he dropped the freestyle diss towards Don Q. And he was like, he mentioned Dream Doll in it. Basically saying Dream Doll fucked Don Q. Or whatever. And that he fucked. Well, he implied that Dream Doll fucked Don Q. And then he said he fucked Dream Doll. So. And he didn't say it in the nicest way. Like,
he didn't.
I just want to know what kind of coke that nigga been sniffing. Because he been real on this whole, what's it called, tyrant?
Tyrant,
however you say about him being the best rapper out. Nigga, don't you say
he's throwing a tantrum.
That's why I'm confused. Where is this coming? Anyway, that's a whole nother topic.
Nah, they saying, I think it's appropriate. They saying that he trying to get niggas to rap again.
What bars do he have to proceed to make these niggas start rapping like that?
Well, that one line got Dream Doll in the booth.
Woke her the fuck up.
Simple as that. She said on Twitter, she was like, I was getting my frontal done. And she liked that shit. And she went straight to the booth and she released her, what is On Your Head, this towards Tory Lanez. How we feel about the disc? When we heard it,
I'm for it.
Like I said, emoji flame. Fire.
I'm for it.
Yes.
Because when I heard it, I had to listen to it more than twice. Because I'm like, wait a minute. His fake hairline. Oh.
Oh, wait, the what she said?
The Beijing. You had Beijing on my thighs.
Favorite line. Flamed his ass.
Lost it. You milk dud face
ass
nigga.
But the whole thing, like punchlines aside, the whole thing, she had bars though.
The whole delivery and everything. Yeah. Like, when I first heard Tory Lanez diss towards her, and I'm like, this whole ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was some straight bullshit. I was like, fuck being professional. That was some whole ass nigga shit. Like, you pillow talking. Like, just like they said on Joe Budden, he was pillow talking. And That's why niggas not finna get news all 2019. Like, for
this,
real.
This ain't the generation of niggas we grew up under.
You could tell she was feeling away. She went in that booth. You could hear it. Like, she was like, yeah. You fuck with the wrong bitch.
Like, you like this is what you want. Yeah. I'm gonna politely give it to you and leave me the fuck alone. Yeah.
But on some realistic stuff, the stereotypes about female rappers and the stereotypes and stories going on about her, that people already think she fucking for everything that she got, and you say something like that, you making it look like that's what's really going on, and it's not. So I'm glad she like
read his ass,
set the motherfucking record straight.
I swear. And then she set a tone though for 2019.
Checkmate.
Like, we ain't going. The ladies is not going.
Exactly.
But another thing though, before we even get in, because I do want to talk about that Joe Budden podcast, but Trey had brought up, was that really a freestyle or a verse? Like, what was it?
To me, I think it's a verse.
It's a verse, like they called it.
I think the term freestyle is, and this is no shade to Dream Doll, because like we said, the diss track was fire. I think the term freestyle is just being thrown around a lot. Like, motherfucker, let's keep it a buck. Dream Doll didn't freestyle that. That was clearly written. And a lot of people, lot of femcees, just a lot of rappers in general. I'm not going to say it's just the women doing it, period. A lot of people are using that term freestyle. Well, we know the motherfucking bars is written down. Like, you're not spitting that off the top of your head.
It's too focused.
I mean, some people are nice. You ever heard
some
fabulous
people are lyricists
freestyle
like that. But
oh, my God.
Generally speaking, you got your special cases. But generally speaking, no.
It's not the case.
It's not freestyle.
I feel like the definition probably done changed from what we used to. It's not off the top of their head. Mm. And I guess that's the problem. Me personally, I don't know, because
we weren't in the booth with it, but I done seen it like going up and down the timeline on IG. Somebody will call some shit a freestyle, and it's footage of them in the booth like this, reading out of a notepad.
Maybe they freestyled it, wrote it down, and then went and recorded it.
True, maybe.
And not to play devil's advocate, but I think one thing we do good is cover both sides. There is a girl saying that she wrote that for Dream Doll. I ain't gonna give her no clout, because I feel like, just like when Obama was president, we need to act right when we win it.
Even if she did write it for Dream Doll, let Dream Doll have her fucking moment, man. Shut the fuck up.
Exactly.
Sit down, like, quiet that in your happy little corner.
Shit, the song ain't even been out a week yet. Let's
we winning right now. Right. Like, we up right now. Like, what the fuck? I don't believe it. I don't believe she wrote it, but just putting it out there, that motherfuckers is saying that they wrote it.
Well, chasing that is fine.
Right. But whether it's freestyle or not, whether people wrote it or not, it did get Dream Doll mentioned on the Joe Budden podcast and on the Breakfast Club with Charlamagne. So Joe Budden and his team, they really broke down the lyrics on that disc. But one thing that stood out to me was when they was talking, I guess like the male side, like men can't really discuss female rappers even in this context without treading lightly. Because when it came down to bitches with bars, they had to ask themselves, like, hold on, wait a minute. Can we say bitches with bars? Do y'all care about that? Like,
in terms of, like, respect, like, is it disrespectful?
Yeah, like, when on that type of platform, in that context, is it okay for guys talking about a diss record from a female to say, bitches get bars?
In the context, the way he was saying it, you could tell there was no harm intended behind it. It's, you can hear it in a person's voice when they trying to be disrespectful. It was like, damn, he was showing respect. Like, Shorty really ate his ass alive in this. She so happened to be a woman that can rap. Bitches got bars. It was no fouling. And if somebody read that the wrong way, wipe your ass and put on a diaper.
And they call themselves bitches all the time anyway. So.
True. And I mean, that's what I thought when I heard, like, damn, this is a bitch got bars.
Exactly. And unless a motherfucker come out and say, don't call me a bitch, what's wrong with
it? Yeah. But I mean, they did bring up some good points, because, you know, people are so PC nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point, but I don't see nothing wrong with it.
Well, I think the bitch got bars. I'm keep saying it.
And before we move on, I think you mentioned this earlier, or it was mentioned in the Joe Budden podcast, or Maul or somebody said it. He was just like, you know, the song was so fire that it made him want to go back and listen to her other shit.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying. And I think that's a really good point. Like, your diss track is so fucking good. Now people actually want to listen to your,
promo. I think that's why women get limited in this industry, because they can't engage in that type of activity. Like, come on. Like, all the greatest done engage in some type of thing.
Right. I guarantee you her numbers are shot through the roof since that shit.
Yeah, because
she on iTunes,
this
charting everything.
This is a whole male rapper, like him, you know, that little beef he had with Drake or whatever. And now you coming for a whole chick. She saw the opportunity. Like, soon as she heard the track, light bulb clicked on. Oh, okay, bitch, here go your door. Let's turn the doorknob, open it, and walk through it. And she took it.
That's reaching a whole new audience for her. Like, Joe Budden and his niggas bigging her up is a good look for her.
First of all, he's disrespectful. It's not about
popularity. It's people that genuinely like rap content. Yes.
This is coming from somebody who's judging bars. Anybody, you up, that's a good look.
Anybody that know Joe Budden and have listened to his podcast know he can be a real disrespectful ignorant motherfucker, but he be funny. He did not say one bad thing. Not one.
Yeah, he liked it. He enjoyed it. Yeah. And that was, now he said some bad stuff about Sorby, though. You know.
Well, we're not talking about him because that weak ass shit he put out.
Through socks.
Sock sucking ass. He called him a sock sucker.
Shit, I'm just saying, like. But they did. Another thing they said, though, how women hold the keys to the industry.
He did not lie.
Whatever, like. What big facts. I don't heard it before. These little rap dudes be liking that. Them threesome with the men.
A lot of them be undercover. Like I said, ain't no man trying to have sex with a woman with another man in the room if he's straight. Now, if you bi, do your thing. But a straight man
would be uncomfortable looking at another man's dick. Period.
Is Tory Lanez bisexual?
Look, I think in my opinion,
question mark,
if you surpass a certain level of freakiness, you down to do anything. That's just what I think. Gonna try it off, top, bottom, whatever.
So if you are running if it was a train, because I think that was one of the questions they brought up, if it was a train versus
it's not a train, it's two dicks in the room.
It's not.
That's not a train. You need at least four dicks in a room.
Ain't that good? I'm like, it's a gangbang.
but that's appropriate.
Gangbang, I think like six or seven dicks. That's a gangbang.
A lot of dicks being done.
Not that I know. I don't have personal experience. This is just what I think.
I mean, we all used to watch HBO Real Sex. Right. I'm just saying.
Yeah, gang bang, you had a room full of niggas.
I just two felt bitches, like
20 niggas.
No. I don't know. I don't consider two to be a train because
it's not.
I've
it's
never
a
seen a two car train. I've never seen a two car train. Not, and if it's like a trolley, if it's like two. I think he probably did want a threesome, but she did one thing I think people not paying attention to. She said he was off that shit. So if you high as fuck,
you down to do whatever.
What did I say? This is before we started recording. I said, I don't know what the fuck Tory been sniffing, but he tweaking. I think a lot of his behavior is off that shit.
It could be. He got money. He young. He ain't got no kids.
He think can't nobody tell him shit. Like,
that, I mean, really, you can't.
Money when
you
and to, when especially you when money. You about he got a lot of yes men, yes Tory, yes Tory. Somebody should have told your ass no Tory when you put that goddamn
when you
shit
put that line there. You felt some type of way. You thought a bitch was liking you and feeling you, but she fucked your
you
man.
You don't have no friends.
And you acted on emotion. That was
you don't have no friends because a real friend would have told you, "Hey, bro, I don't think that line cool, bro," because you might open up a can of worms.
It's 2019. Period. You will get disrespected for trying to disrespect a female for being sexual. Like,
period. It's not going. Period. No more. Period. It's over.
Period. It's whatever. Like, stop playing, because in the words of the Joe Budden podcast, we women, we hold the keys.
Because if the woman dropped the dime, shit will crumble like dust, period.
And the best part of it to me, though, was how Dreamgirl ended it. And she said, like, you know, you can't even give a nigga pussy, you can't even like a nigga and give him some pussy for free. That's so fucking true. Like, you can't even.
Mm-hmm. Like, I just like, can I like you? Right. I think you're cute.
I'm not trying to fuck for bars or a feature. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to get.
You can be my buddy.
It's like, I just want some
for real. Just like you saw me and you was like, oh, she
Uber,
cute.
Take her ass home.
Right. I saw you and I was like, oh, he cute. His vibe nice. And shit, one thing led to another. Listen to some Summer Walker. Damn.
And
like,
then you come with this bitch nigga shit.
For real. Like, I'm trying to move on from my ex, you know? Like, come on, stop doing it. He messed it up for a lot of dudes.
In my Diddy voice, no bitch assness.
I'm just saying, period. Because it don't make no sense. And like, for the dudes or for the females, the women, the guys, I don't give a fuck what pronoun y'all would be called. Like, male and female. They like saying that Dream Doll shouldn't have did that or she doing too much or they don't see a problem with the line. They don't understand like what the line implies in this society, like
especially for her.
Exactly. She a young rapper. She trying to make it. And now you trying to make it seem like she old. She like, nuh-uh.
Motherfuckers already think she doing Dino's just to get where she at. And it's not the case.
Facts. Mm-hmm. But now she's saying she's the hottest rapper in NY.
That's a stretch.
A little bit. Laffy Taffy stretch.
I mean, she hot.
I love
right
that
now.
Energy.
Right.
I love the energy.
6ix9ine did just get indicted.
Stupid. He gonna be somebody's girlfriend.
He got like 9 counts of 9 felonies. Something wild as hell.
He got a, I ain't coming home no time soon.
He got a what's his name? Bobby Shmurda.
Oh, Bobby Shmurda coming home 2020, I think. 2020, I can't wait.
I hope so. They keep playing with that man.
He doing 6 years.
Free him.
I don't know. Bobby. It's been
free
that
Bobby.
Long. It don't feel that long.
14, didn't
he? Damn. Well, I'm still.
It's been 5 years.
He been gone for a minute.
I'm still shouldering Bobby Shmurda dance. Anyway, she's saying she the hottest rapper in NY. I'm gonna put that in the same category. I put Lil Kim's appearance. I'm gonna keep it on the bars. And I love Young M.A.
Oh,
period.
My eyeball hurt just rolling.
Young M.A. is,
like I said, it's a stretch.
From the NY. That's all I'm gonna say. Young M.A. is from NY, and I think Young M.A. is a really dope rapper. Y'all can feel it.
Dream is home. Just feeling herself. You know what I'm saying? She's just smelling herself right now. Because, you know.
It's it. Let her ride her way.
It's a hot diss. That's all. You know.
Yeah, but she bet. She can't rap that shit out. Y'all remember that episode of Fresh Prince where Ashley became a singer? And she didn't have a second single soon enough, and that shit went away?
Yeah.
I don't want her to drag this out.
No, this should light a fire.
This wasn't Drake. This wasn't Drake and Meek. This wasn't back to back.
Yeah.
You know, this wasn't that. So.
Yeah. I saw a clip. I think it was on the Fierce Flows page. She was performing a diss at SOB's.
Oh, no. That one I'll pay. But yeah.
Might have been the shade
room. But she was performing. Like, she really. In the performance, I don't mind and no shit like that. In her little post saying, but. That's it, Dream. It's been a week. That's it. And drop another single if you want to keep riding
away. This record's not had that long life like a single does. You cannot turn this into a single. Like you said, this ain't Drake.
This
can't
be a tour.
Right. Like, all right, girl, we need, you know.
Need
a project.
I swear, unless you start like a dance challenge or some shit like that, but even then, people going to get tired of it.
But I feel like it lit a fire under her ass.
Hopefully she's in the studio.
And she finna come with some real nasty shit.
True. The only way I want to hear it again is either if Tory responds to Dream Dog because of the clout that she getting from it.
That's the thing.
Or if another
Do
lady
y'all
jump
suspect
on it.
That's coming?
No. I don't expect no.
It's not a good look.
I don't think it's necessary at this point.
Yeah. Because she wasn't ever the target anyway. But I would love for another lady to jump on the track and co-sign. Because that was disrespect. His ass and gang. But shit, we don't talk about that shit long enough. Speaking of this, Summer Bunny.
Ooh.
Homeworker.
I saw her. I guess I never paid attention to the girl. I saw her in the video she posted. She is she's very average looking. So for you guys that don't know, Summer Bunny is one of the many women that Offset allegedly cheated on Cardi with. Summer Bunny was the one. Her video went viral where she was like fake crying and apologizing to Cardi.
Fake as hell.
She Cross said she tears. Didn't know that her and Offset's, Cardi's and Offset's marriage was that serious. That girl. So if she, I've never seen somebody fake cry so hard when no tears came out. Not a one. So she done tried to parlay this into a music career, and she dropped this track against Cardi, and she released, I think, an official single. And I saw a clip of her official single. It was on mute though. I didn't even listen to it. Not gonna lie. But she's just very average looking. Ain't nothing about her that stands out. She looks like an average hood rat. I mean, she's not even like stacked. Like, it's literally nothing that stands out about her. And her bangs are trash. So I don't even. So I mean, if Offset did fuck her, I don't know what the fuck he was thinking. I'm
he
concerned.
Had to be drunk or off a pill.
See, I was gonna let you finish before adding that Trey is a Barty Gang member. Cause she just went hard as fuck.
No, but I'm just being honest. Like, I'm just being honest. You're right, I am biased.
Could you just went dancing again? How you feel about Summer Bunny, Misha?
She a thot thot. Period.
The long and short of it.
Period. Point blank, period. You a thot thot. Because you boo-hoo cry. Oh, I'm so sorry. Ooh. Then you come out with a diss track.
But
girl, have several seats.
I probably should have listened to it and not had it on mute.
It was trash.
You didn't listen to the diss or this either?
No.
Definitely your Barty Gang. I'm going to add this to the category.
But you actually heard it.
And whether or not Dream Doll is the hottest rapper in YC. And I'm going to leave it at this.
You can't plead the fifth.
Person, I'm not pleading the fifth necessarily, but her personality rise, her actions, I do not agree with. As a woman, you made that video, you inserted yourself into somebody's marriage. Whether you knew or not, it wasn't your place to say it publicly, especially considering they high profile. Because you get mad when your mama know something going on with you and your man. So imagine the world knowing, right, and people calling your phone acting crazy, all, and especially with all the shit Offset was doing. But anyway, as a woman, her personal actions, I don't agree with. As a person that enjoys rap and hip hop and seeing young ladies grow with their talent, I enjoy both of the projects. I thought her diss before she got to talking about their marriage was nice. She chose a good beat. She chose a good beat, and she was riding that beat. Okay, I said both of them, but the second one, that's why I took it down, because the second one, she sounds like, I'm not going to say their name, but she sounds like two rappers mixed together that I don't like. So that makes it even worse. It's like you two times the bad.
The boy.
But I'm always optimistic with new artists. So she's still finding her sound. She's still developing. I want to hear what comes of it. Because you gotta respect her using her platform, even though it's built off some bullshit. Being a woman, getting into this industry, you shitted on another woman. Shame on you. That's why your first thing you're not gonna do well, because karma's a bitch. But if you keep at it, your second one, you know?
I mean, people are forgetting it. Well, I don't know. It just depends.
They're not gonna forget as long as they together.
Yeah, she got the wrong enemy. Cardi wasn't the one she wanted to, you know, go up against. But it's like her motives were just corny. Her
demeanor was childish.
Forget all that. It had about the bars. Oh, y'all didn't listen.
No, that bitch was on mute. Fuck her.
I scrolled past. No, music wise, I don't know. I think she got potential. I see something. Hear something.
Maybe when it ain't nothing else on the radio and I'm tired of listening to commercials.
But she gonna forever be known as a messy bitch who made that video about fucking Cardi B.
And that's what put...
Will she though?
I think that's what's gonna blackmail her. What's gonna blackmail her. Because motherfuckers know how messy you is now.
I wouldn't say who's blackmail, gonna wanna, she's gonna have like a stigma attached to her.
Right, who's gonna wanna be bothered with you when you this fucking messy? Like,
it's just shit.
That's because that bitch is entertaining. Because she a clown. But nobody takes her music seriously. I mean, nobody. No disrespect. But people are watching on TV. No one's going out to buy a Jocelyn record.
So don't talk about the Puerto Rican princess this here episode. Where is...
That bitch had nothing but a reformed fuck head. Fuck her
too. Oh, goodness. But I think that, like, I can agree with you on that. Like, people ain't going to let her forget. Especially as long as Offset and Cardi B is together, which apparently they are.
Yay! Clap it up for Hood Love one time.
Oh, that I did, girl. Why I went to go listen to Mary J. Blige's Hood Love after get it back together. Well, I don't think they was ever broke up. She was just mad.
Yeah, I didn't think she was gonna leave him. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. At one point, I did want her to, because it just got so ridiculous and it was so disrespectful. But the whole time, I knew she wasn't gonna leave him. I guess that's a growing pain of being with a nigga, a famous nigga, I guess.
I wanted... Shit,
that's a growing pain of being with a nigga, period. Famous or no.
I wanted her to move on. I can't judge nobody's decisions or whatever, especially when you got those type of ties to a person. Mm-hmm. But... I don't know. I don't seem like women love men so hard that they kind of lose themselves in them. And I don't want that to happen to Cardi B. Like, I might feel the way I feel about her music, but she got like an innocence about her that you like. And I don't know.
She followed into the motherly wife phase, and that's good. She's followed into the mother phase because, you know, look, KKC is so beautiful.
I don't want him to dim her light.
But she don't need to lose herself just to please, you know.
When you say dim her, you don't want him to dim her light. What do you mean? Like, elaborate on that.
Sometimes as women, I feel when we love hard. And then you become a mother and you become a wife and you don't really set aside time for yourself and being who you are. And not only that, if these cheating allegations keep coming and the pressure of the public, people are already talking crazy about her off of music, you know.
I'm raising my hand because I got a question. Y'all can't see this, but he's not making these whole sign of what's it called, NDA, whatever it is, the non-disclosure agreement.
Apparently
NDA.
Not.
The fuck is wrong with
that? Well, what do that matter? Look at the girl that she's signing with the president, and she still is talking. The girl who came out against the president.
Oh, that porn star.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole nother. That's
why people. I'm just saying they don't. The NDA doesn't always work, but I don't want him to dim her light in times of her just being so. Got so much shit going on in her personal life that she can't really be creative, mm-hmm. or whatever, and or go as hard as she want to go. That's why I think that Vegas residency thing is so important, because it'll like sit her down and she can spend time with Culture and have Culture get like a normal, quote unquote, normal life. But I mean, I guess
I really see. Think this Vegas thing is a good look for
him. I want to see it.
Yeah, I do too.
He might do good. We'll see, I guess.
I mean, like I said, NDA, whatever you call it, I can't say I'm confident that he'll stop fucking up and stop cheating. I just hope he stops being so messy with it.
Future said before that he's like living out his dreams basically by being like a man whore with the money and shit. He'd rather have that than true love, kind of. So, I mean, they young rich niggas from nothing, even though I don't think Offset is from nothing, but. They ain't never had this type
look
of
like he
freedom
got
to be locked down with a wife and a kid.
So it's like, okay, if you know you can't handle it or you're not ready for that, I mean, at least Future kept it a buck. Like, okay, that's not what he wants right now. Then why even marry Cardi?
I mean, I don't think people take marriage, not to co-sign Summer Bunny again, but she was like, she said he didn't seem like he understood how serious it was. And they was young. Neither one of them probably understood how serious it was.
It was probably not that serious.
It was a good business
to him at first. I want to say, I think Cardi off back took it more serious.
First of all, I feel like y'all giving this nigga way too much leeway.
No,
he ain't that motherfucking naive or dumb.
He old enough to know better.
That's what I'm saying.
You ain't got to be all that. You just got to be a nigga that thinks that you can manipulate a woman. And from Cardi's own mouth, he basically I was gonna say B word. But pimping. He basically pimping. But like she said that he got her business and shit in order, and then you know she signed the quality control and all of that stuff.
Well, we said that a long time ago. I think the podcast we did when we first found out Cardi was pregnant, or they were first it hit the news of that they were married. This might have been like last year.
The Rolling Stone
September, October. Yeah.
So, I mean,
the whole thing is just unfortunate, and I'm not witches with, I don't agree with bitches like being fake gay for the niggas. Whatever video that was, and she was like, if you gonna fuck a hoe, bring her home to me. Girl,
he's still gonna cheat.
Okay, he gonna fuck you with this girl and then gonna fuck another one. Or fuck
better
her
hope he's not
himself.
With another nigga. Shout out to Dream Dog.
Full circle, yes.
I'm just saying shit. But I guess that's they be, at the end of the day, that's they business. I don't want to see Cardi be turned into some dull, boring ass bitch. And
I don't think that's gonna happen. I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think her life gonna come back through this residency. Like she gonna be able to sit down and get her shit together.
I guess, but how many times we don't heard the story of rap? And like, I don't want people to think I'm taking this my personal feelings out on their relationship or whatever. I've researched a lot of these ladies and their careers, and I've read a lot of their autobiographies, and the continuous theme of all of these women, for the most part, is they fall in love with a man or they get pregnant. A lot of female rappers are not active anymore because they got married or they had a baby, or then they had another baby and then had another baby. And I don't want to see that happen to Cardi B. I don't want to see that happen to any woman. Like, having a baby, getting married, that's beautiful. But
to lose yourself altogether, that's something different.
But I think she's proven that she can do it all.
No woman can do it all, and no man can do it all, in my opinion. Because you can't give 100% to your child and to your career. That's you only have 100% of yourself.
30, 30, and 30.
How
shit go? 30.
And you see? 30, a third.
Whatever the percentage.
A 30, third. 30, 40.
33, yeah, whatever.
I mean, she's doing the best that she can, and she's working hard, you know, and that's wonderful. I don't
think,
but I
do think the sophomore album will be, it'll just show us the direction she's heading in, and it'll really, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of show improvement for Cardi.
So it's Beckley's. But she did anyway. She's still grinding. She's working hard as fuck. She got her Pepsi. She got her residency in Vegas. She got her Pepsi commercial. She doing the State of the Union address. She gonna respond to for the Democratic Party for the State of the Union address.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yes. She just confirmed it on Entertainment. Well, she said she'll do it.
They had a clip of her.
I don't know. I saw the clip, but I thought it was like her just being funny. I know
she had invited.
I didn't know it was they taking it to serious consideration.
No, they was dead ass.
Oh my God.
The guy, somebody got a petition going to ask for her to do it. Some shit like that. That was on Twitter.
And she said she'll do it.
She said she would do it. It reminds me of something that I saw Azealia Banks said. Azealia Banks did apologize to Cardi for what she said in the past, but she mentioned kind of vaguely, but I feel like she was talking about Cardi, that you gotta be selective of who you choose to represent you and speak for you. I'm here for Cardi, but I can't lie and say I'm not concerned about what's gonna happen, what she's gonna say, how she's going to say
it. In the State of the Union, absolutely. Like, first of all, Cardi's English isn't that good. So that's step one.
She don't need to be up there talking about, oh, cool.
Not something involving politics, no. For entertainment purposes, yeah, it's gonna be funny, I'll watch it, but something as serious as State of the Union, hell no.
Yeah. But I wanna see, it's crazy because I want to see Cardi's personality up there, but I don't want to see this caricature of a minority woman. I guess we'll see. She said she was gonna be cussing in it, so yeah. And also she headlined the BET Experience with her and Nicki Minaj, and City Girls will be on that, and I want to say Bree Steves got a plug on that, so I think that's dope. That's pretty cool. Before you wrap up, Rolling Loud has announced their May Miami lineup, and the women are representing on that. So, Rolling Loud in Miami in May has a lineup with performances by Cardi B, Young and May, City Girls, Saweetie, I just can't pronounce the name, I'm retarded, Tokyo Jets, Malibu Mitch, Miss Mulatto, Breonna Perry, Cash Doll, Light Skin Keisha, B Latina, Killer Illuminati, Melly, Asian Doll, Megan Thee Stallion, and Queen Key. I hope I'm not missing nobody, but I feel like I'm missing two names. Apologies for that. But I know they're going to shut it down and hold it down for the ladies all weekend long.
Oh, and I'll snap with that lineup. Though.
Yes, they did. I'm saucy. Yeah. I won't be there. I'm very upset.
I'm so happy.
I'm not even finna lie. I'm pissed.
I'm happy to see all these ladies. Shout out to Rolling Loud though for showing love to the ladies. It's so
they know it's their is. Year though.
Right. I swear. Like, to be the first ones to really do a big festival to show all that love. That's what's up. And I just want to say, bring up that Cupcake situation real quick. I know I said we're gonna wrap it up, but Cupcake, when she posted about why she had posted her suicide note.
I don't know why she posted it.
Oh, you didn't see that?
No. I read the note, but I don't remember.
Because the dude pissed off. That's why she,
Wait, she did that because of
that's why she
because
posted it, or that's why
that's
she
why
tried
she posted,
to kill
it. That's why she tried to kill herself, because of the dude.
It's always a nigga. But I said that. It's always a nigga.
Oh. I want to bring that up. All that to say, no, that's what I meant by I don't want to see that happened with Cardi B and Offset. I don't want to see him in my life, because it can happen with women. You know how we are.
Yeah, that was an unfortunate situation. Glad to hear that Cupcake is doing better, and we wish her all the best.
Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Fierce Conversations. This is Alice Wheaton.
This is Trey.
This your girl, Mish.
And shout out to No IG Ava. She almost back. She doing some shit. You know how she is. She almost back, and we excited. Shout out to No IG Ava, and thank you guys for listening.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.